It's Thursday, which means it's Throwback Thursday on SB Nation AM. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Celebrating 1989 on Throwback Thursday, Paradise City by Guns N' Roses. National Geographic, a new season of Wicked Tuna is underway. It'll start Sunday, this coming Sunday, this weekend. Dave Marciano joins us. He is the captain of the Falcon. He used to be hard merchandise, but now he's got a new boat. How are you, Dave?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Good. Do I have to call you captain? I'll call you captain because you deserve that title, man. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, you don't have to. I mean, to me, that's one of the adjustments from being part of the show. They stick that label on us, you know. And as my career as a fisherman, you know, generally in the commercial industry, we work as a team. We don't run around being expected to be called captain. But I do appreciate it if you do so.
All right. So, Captain, tell us about the new boat. Why did you go with the new boat, and what is it going to bring to the new season of Wicked Tuna?
Well, look, new is a relative term, right? The hard merch was built in 1984. My new boat, quote-unquote, was built in 1986.
I got you.
So it's still a 40-plus-year-old boat, but it does got a little more speed, and we have a little bit more comfort. So hopefully, you know, that's going to be an edge for us to give us a better competitive edge, you know, on some of the other boats in the show.
I got to tell you this, Dave. I've done radio for a long time, and I think if I took you into this industry, I think you could do it, and you could handle it, and you would be successful at it. Dave, if you gave me 1,000 lifetimes, I could not do what you do for a living. I have so much respect for what you guys are doing on the seas. Was there ever any doubt in your mind when you were young that this was what you were going to be doing with your life?
No, I really don't think so. Look, I'm the first of my family to be a fisherman. My father sells insurance, you know, and he owns an insurance company that he worked for, you know, his whole life. And my older sister and my younger sister went to college, and they're being groomed to take over the company as dad retires here very soon. And fishing, for me, was just, you know, since I was a kid, I took to the water. And it started out just like a lot of folks, you know, just fishing, you know, in general, with a rod reel. And, you know, then life happened, and I got married. We had kids, and I wound up, you know, in the commercial fishing end of things. You know, just to make more money. So fishing has always been that passion for me.
That's fantastic. Wicked Tuna, again, returns to television this Sunday on a new season on National Geographic. Captain Dave Marciano joins us here on SB Nation Radio. Do you think the show does a very good job of conveying your everyday life on the water and the struggles that you guys have, finding fish, catching fish, getting paid for the fish, and everything that you guys go through?
Yeah, I think the show, you know, is a fairly accurate representation of the real world of the bluefin tuna fisheries. When you look at all the characters in general, you know, those are the types of participants in the show. Obviously, we're not the only boats out there. I'm sure people realize that. So what you're seeing on the show is just a small snapshot of our lives, right? And for what it is, for a one-hour TV show, I think it does a very good job at kind of giving the viewers, like yourself, you know, a peek into the world of the fishing industry. I think it does a very good job at that.
Do you find as your fame has grown, as the show's popularity has grown, do you have people, young people, come up to you and say, I want to do this. I never thought about doing this, but I kind of like fishing and I want to know more about what you're doing.
Yeah, We actually do. I've had that quite a few times, you know, in emails and stuff. And what I tell my kids, look, I tell them, if you look at Dave on the .com, right, that's how you really become successful fishing these days. Just like my kids, I told them, get your degrees, you know, go to college, get your degree, have that other type of career. Because the reality is fishing has changed from when I graduated high school. Like a lot of us in the industry, us older folks understand, you know, when we graduated high school, if you were willing to work a sweat in the fishing industry, you know, if you didn't mind getting dirty, if you didn't mind working hard, you could make plenty of money fishing. But, you know, as the world has changed and we, you know, we have regulations in place to protect all the fish resources, not just tuna, that's, you know, that storyline goes into effect with all the species of fish here in this country. You know, the world has changed, and fishing really is a part-time industry these days, you know, because of all that. So to really be successful, you want to be kind of like Dave on the dot com. You have a career, another career to kind of back up your fishing career. That's really the best way to be successful.
You talk about some of the characters on the show on Wicked Tuna. Again, we're talking to Captain Dave Marciano of the show, which premieres the new season on Sunday on National Geographic. Tell me about Tyler on Pinwheel, because he comes from Rye, New Hampshire. I'm a New Hampshire guy, and I know one thing about Rye. They got a lot of Benjamins in Rye. I mean, there's a lot of money up there.
Yeah. Tyler, what can I say? He's a little bit abrasive at times. But you know what? In a lot of ways, he reminds me of myself. You know, when I got my first boat, I think I was 23 when I bought my first boat. And, you know, I was in a similar sense, you know, I wanted to go show all the guys who I fished with on deck that I could do this too. And I wanted to make a name for myself. So we never came home and we fished hard and I went out there and made that name for myself. Now, it was different times. Granted, believe it or not, you know, I had hair down to my shoulders. I had a baseball cap, but the brim was curled, and my jeans were pulled up all the way. So it's just a little bit of a generational thing with Tyler.
Dave, I always want to know this. How long do you guys go out for? When you leave dock and you go out fishing, how many days are you out there before you kind of have to come back and regroup?
Anyway, it's like when we gear up for a trip, we're basically ready to stay out for, you know, 3 to 5 days, depending on weather. And that way, look, my philosophy has always been, look, if we go out and find fish, we've got enough supplies in the boat to do, you hear us talk about turn and burns. We can just come in, unload, and go right back out without getting any more fuel or food or ice. And if not, after 4 or 5 days out there, if you can't get things together, if you can't find any fish, it's time to come in, take a couple days off, you know, regroup your head, try and get a little intel, you know, find out, see if anybody else is seeing fish or hearing where the fish are, and then go back out and hit it again. So I guess on average from 3 to 5 days would be the short answer to your question.
Dave, have you ever had a moment where you watched the show? Do you watch the show, by the way? Do you see yourself on TV or do you stay away from that?
Oh, yeah. Look, okay. Since it's come out for my whole family, Sunday nights are like Super Bowl Sunday, you know, at my sister's house primarily. She's got, you know, two or three of the big TVs in several rooms, right? And we go, and the family and friends get together, and we bring a bunch of food, and we all watch the new episode. You know, for my family, it's been, you know, a fun little thing to do.
And overall, are you pleased with how you're portrayed, or have you ever had to call the producers and go, you know that's not what I was talking about in that conversation?
No, look, we understand they have the ability to edit how they see fit, right? So, look, this isn't scripted, but it is edited. They come, they film the boat. You know, they're on the boats for almost 2 months, and they film the season, and then they go back to L.A. and, you know, break it up into episodes. So we have no say when how they choose to edit things. But like I will say, you know, like every year I tell myself, you know, I kind of got this reputation now, you know, it seems like at least once a year I have these little meltdowns on the boat. And every year, look, I'm a human just like you guys, right? And I tell myself when they put the cameras on, okay, I'm not going to let it happen. This year I'm not going to blow up on film. I'm going to make sure I don't lose my cool while they're filming this season. And ultimately, we reach that point every year. You add in, you know, real life where, you know, you've been up for 24 hours or 36 hours, nothing's going your way, and you stub your toe that one final time, and you have your little meltdown. Now, you know, some people, you know, kind of relate to that. So it's been my thing. But it's just funny because every year I tell myself, I'm not going to let it happen. I'm not going to do it this year. Because, look, I'm not proud of those moments. When I run around like a lunatic throwing smashing stuff, right? I mean, I'm not proud of that. But, like, you know, and I think, like, that's the phenomenon why people watch reality TV, right? Because I think people, in general, we all have moments in our lives that we're not proud of, right?
Right.
And when they capture one of those moments, again, because my goal every year is to not let it happen, but ultimately when it does, you know, that's real. You know what I mean? Like, if they tried to script it and said, hey, we're going to have you do that, this is what we want you to do that episode, you guys would see right through it. I'm not an actor. So when that happens and I lose my cool, that's as real as it gets right there.
Dave, that is great stuff. Captain Dave Marciano, I do want to ask you one quick question about Gloucester, because, like I said, I'm from New England. I'm from New Hampshire. I know that area, been
okay.
to that area. Listen, most people who know that area, either they watch your show, maybe they saw that movie, The Perfect Storm, where the guys are like, oh, we Gloucester men, you know, that kind of thing. But fishing in that area, how important is it? How much of a lifeblood is that industry to that area of the country?
Oh, look, in Gloucester, let's face it, Gloucester has over a 400-year history of fishing. You know, Gloucester was fishing when the nation was founded. You know what I mean? It was been a crucial part. Cod in New England, I mean, in the State House up in Boston, with this, you know, a 6-foot giant gold codfish that hangs in the State House because, look, salt cod back in the day when this country began, you know, salt cod was a commodity. Salt cod was one of those reasons, you know, this country was able to be founded and be a part of that fabric of the colonial days where salt cod helped us make this country what it is. So it's a huge part of Gloucester's heritage.
Captain, I really appreciate your time. Good luck with the show. It's always fun to watch it. A National Geographic Wicked Tuna Sunday, the new season begins. Always good talking to you. Always good watching you on TV, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Captain Dave Marciano of Falcon. Used to be Hard Merchandise, which I always thought was a great name for a boat. Hard Merchandise. I don't own a boat. If I owned a boat, I have no idea what I would name it. I maybe just name it Boat. I can't think of a cool name. I think all the cool boat names have been taken. I would end up with a terrible name. But that's a good show. That's a fun show, Wicked Tuna. It's Tony D and Ron Culver. It's SB Nation AM.